Welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, March 11th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the La Femme Collective Friday series, Navigating Web 3, hosted with the women from Terra. Let's take a listen.
Hey, TMGM.
Hello, good afternoon, ladies. How are we doing today?
Good.
Hi, girls.
Hello. Hey, Nina. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, finally. It was nice to hear that music.
Good, good. You're just tweeting out and telling everybody to come on in. Terra Spaces is here too. Hey, hey.
Hey. Thanks for saying if you are listening to us. We love you.
For sure. And then Terra Meta, who's behind the icon there?
Yes, it's Luna Empress.
Hey, just wanted to make sure. I wasn't sure. So it's always hard to tell. And then we have Galactic Women's here as well. Hey there.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome. So how's everybody
doing?
Thank
you for inviting
me. Of course. Of course. How's everybody doing this morning?
I'm feeling well. I have my hemp smoothie, just relaxing, enjoying the vibes today.
Very good. Want to make sure you guys can hear me okay. I have a headset on. Can you hear me pretty well?
Yes,
I can hear you.
So this is Luna back behind the La Femme icon. Super happy to have everybody here today. I know Nina and Luna Empress, we've been talking about trying to get together for a while to have this space. So really happy to have you here.
Yes, thank you for putting this together. I noticed it's so many spaces catered to women, you know, in other ecosystems. But when it comes to lady awareness in the tarot community, it's not too much. It's not too many of us. So this is definitely a good start.
Absolutely. And I love that. I mean, I have been, you know, into Terra and into the Terra ecosystem for quite some time and watched the there aren't as many women in the Terra community across the ecosystem as it stands, and really interested in trying to encourage more women just to explore not just Terra, but many other ecosystems, but particularly Terra, because that's the one that I have spent the most time in, of course. So I thought, go ahead, Nina. Yes.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that, yes, it's really important to have these spaces. I think with Empress, we're all the time, like, going to another communities just to go into these spaces to talk with more women because we don't have the chance to talk here. So it's very interesting to have
these. Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, I thought maybe what we could do and what might be a good place to start is just maybe to talk a little bit about how you maybe came into the Web3 space overall, and then how you were drawn to Terra, because I know each of us is really interested in that particular ecosystem. So would either of you like to start? Maybe Nina, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So let's see. Basically, well, I'm originally from Colombia. I'm not from here. So I moved to the country like a year and a half ago permanently. And then I had to move my savings, and it was very difficult for me. I had to move them through a bank. Well, three banks, in fact, because they were not sure about this, the money in Colombia for our history. They took like 10% of my savings, and I felt really bad. And also the, well, the inflation there is getting worse, and we have a lot of political and social issues that make our money go down like bad. So I really needed to do something with my savings. And I was thinking at first to study or to just invest them, or I didn't know what to do. So I got together with some friends that are more into finance, and one of them recommended me Luna. And that was back in March last year. So I didn't know anything about crypto, but the concept and the way that he sold that to me was amazing, because he said, like, you know, this is exactly for people like you, for people that feel that have been taken away some of their money, that feel a little bit discriminated in a way. This is for everyone. And there you are going to find a place where no one is going to see what is your gender, what is your background, what is your nationality or your race. It's a place where everyone is equal and everyone has the same opportunities as long as you're smart. So basically what you have to do is just do you. So that's how I started. And then, of course, I didn't know about anything of crypto in general. And I just did a deep research on Terra, and I went all in. Then I lost a lot of money on May, but I still hold, because I knew that it was a good project, and I trusted in it. So what I did was whatever extra that I was having, I kept just putting some money there. And then I love this community, and I love the fact that we're all equals here. I'm very impressed that this community in particular is very welcoming to women. I definitely don't know why there is not more women. And I'm helping right now to bring more Hispanics, because I know that it did a lot for me, and I know that it can do a lot for my people.
I love that. And so when you initially came in and started learning about Terra, so that was maybe your initial introduction to crypto overall?
Yes.
Okay. And so how was that for you? Just integrating sort of when you first, if you remember when you first sort of did your wallet and you were learning. So back in March, now the protocols that would have been available would have been what? Mirror, Anchor, were there, there weren't that many others at that time.
Yeah. I saw how Mirror and Anchor were born, actually. It was a nice experience. But it was complicated. Even to move my money to the ecosystem was very complicated at that time. We didn't have much, but I had my friend. So he explained it to me everything. And I also tried to do all the research that I could. I started to join more in Twitter, and there was a lot of people trying to help. So that's how I got into here, but definitely we're in a much better spot. And that's why also I know that for me it was easier, because all the information is in English, and somehow I know my English is not the best, but I understand it.
But your English is beautiful. I mean, I can understand you beautifully. And I think it's really interesting. You were saying that you were there when Mirror and Anchor were born. I mean, I'll tell my story in just a moment, but I remember staying up late with terabytes the night that Anchor was released, and everybody was on there, and it was all this excitement and exuberance. And were you on there too, Nina? Were you on that call?
Yes. Some wine. I was so happy. I was excited to see how it would work. Also, because at the time, Mirror for me was very innovating, because outside of the US, people have to have a special license and stuff just to invest in these kind of markets. So for me, it was like an opportunity to integrate the rest of the world.
Yeah. And when Mirror was launched, it wasn't that far from when everything was happening with GameStop. And so markets were opening and closing, and they were halting trading, and people couldn't trade. And just the idea that this 24-hour trading with synthetic assets based on real-world assets, particularly those that trade in the United States, that was really an interesting concept, right? Super clean interface too.
Yeah. Also the fact that how they predicted somehow in the weekends how it will look like, and then the surprise every Monday of how it actually was. It was really interesting for me. Like I just enjoyed it so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. And then, you know, now we've been able to launch however many protocols have come since, and all of the different ways that Luna and the Terra ecosystem has grown, in addition to the fact that the community that started as a solid community, even when it was a little bit smaller, has now grown as well. There's been some, you know, in real life events, the one that was in New York, and now they're going to have others, and everything, you know, it's just been amazing really for me to watch as well.
Yeah, definitely. And right now, like, the people are starting to do their own communities in the cities. They are valuing the fact that getting together in real life also, like, there is magic that happened there. So I went to one of the big meetings last December on Miami, and I just got to know all these people that were behind the profiles that I always talk to in Twitter. And for me, that was magical. Like, the connection that you get to do there, it's amazing. And now I've seen in many cities that people are starting to get together because they know that it works much more. And they can also onboard a lot of people. They just bring friends and they get to meet all these people that have been there for a longer time. And they just explain to them. And some of them are developers. And I mean, it's just an amazing experience, to be honest.
Absolutely. And I didn't get to go to New York or to Miami, so I was sort of watching and checking the videos, and the New York event looked like it was really fun too, the T5 event. So you weren't there for New York, were you, Nina?
I wasn't. I was at the time living in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. But it looked so fun, and I think the more that we're able to do those in real life events, I think, like you said, they are magical. So looking forward to maybe the next one, and hopefully I can join that one too. So just a little bit of background for me. I have been interested in crypto for, you know, several years, but really didn't find Terra until December of, I guess it would have been, so 2020, I guess it would have been. So, and then I was sort of drawn to it. You know, initially I was just sort of watching, and I think not long after that, I was sort of got into Mirror, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. I was super interested in, you know, the idea of synthetic assets, although I didn't really understand any of it. And I was watching Luna, just the chart for Luna, even at that time when it was really low, I was watching the movement of the chart and just sort of got interested in the way that it was moving, even at that time, opposed to some of the other coins that I had my eye on. So just sort of started dabbling in and maybe purchasing a little bit here and there. And then not long after that, Anchor came out, and I had already found Terabyte. So I was learning from them, and, you know, really fell down the rabbit hole. Like, every piece of information that I could figure out from Terra, I was like reading and studying and learning, and ask my kids or my friends, you'll hear that it was like pretty much all I talked about. So then, you know, watching the protocols launch and so forth along the way, just have been interested in it overall. One of the things that at the time there weren't any NFTs on Terra. So I had also maybe in the spring of last year, I started to become interested in trying to figure out this whole NFTs and how that worked. So much of the NFT space was on Ethereum. So I sort of had my hands in both. I was really interested in Terra, but I also kind of wanted to learn how the NFTs were functioning. And so I was, in the Ethereum space and and then what became Solana and also now Terra as well. And so, in all of the spaces though, we noticed that there wasn't, a lot of the spaces, there wasn't enough diversity for women, you know, specifically spaces that were held by women, where they could go and learn and just provide spaces where we could hear one another. And so Keisha is the person that I started La Femme with. And that was in October, November, this last year, we started talking about maybe having a space where we could have women representation. But also, even in the back of my mind at that time, I was thinking it would be really cool to connect some of the ladies that are already in the Terra ecosystem and have some spaces for learning and potentially just exposure to the ecosystem overall. Because a lot of the stories that we heard on some of the spaces were that the women felt uncomfortable. I never felt uncomfortable in any of the spaces or in interactions that I had on Terra because I think they're welcoming. I just think that there just weren't enough women that were connecting to sort of hold space and talk to one another about maybe what they're learning about or what it's like to navigate through the ecosystem overall. And I think that's important to do. I think the conversations are a little bit different. So that was how, you know, we got interested in not only La Femme, but Terra and the ecosystem overall. So, would love to hear from you, Lune Empress, on how you got into the ecosystem.
Hi.
Yes, I'm speaking, from the Terra Meta Royal page. This is Lune Empress. But, my story is kind of the same, you know, my first experience with crypto ever was with Terra, and my boyfriend introduced me to the ecosystem, so he was already very experienced in crypto. So luckily I really didn't have to go through too many, you know, like roadblocks or not really understanding anything, because I kind of had like a guide and a partner. But once I really started engaging in the community on Twitter, I realized like, whoa, this is not just a crypto community, like this is actually a community of supportive people, of like-minded people. And I feel like when you find Terra, you find gold. So it just, it goes to show, it's like a certain level of, I don't know, savviness in the Terra ecosystem that I just really love. And, you know, that's what really inspired me to, you know, start a project. Because I'm like, well, all these NFT projects are here, but it's not too many projects that have women profiles like the other ecosystems. So I do think, you know, that Terra, you know, needs some more women, some more intuitive women in the space. And so that's really what kind of like got me interested in actually making NFTs and getting into the NFT community and all of that, along with all of the utility that Terra has to offer too. It kind of makes it so that NFTs, they don't just have to be like an image. It can actually be a membership. It can actually bring communities together. And my first example of that was in Miami for the T5 Miami event. All I had to do was show my Galactic Punk to get into the event. And so like that really, really just opened my eyes to like the future of NFTs and just how early we were and just how innovative, you know, the space was with hosting these events and bringing the community together. And, you know, it was really inspiring. So that's really what got me started in the space. I was just inspired. And like you said, you know, all the information when you first get into the space is so much information. So I was constantly learning something new, something that was benefiting me, something that was helping me to grow. And, those are like really the main reasons why I chose Terra ecosystem.
Yeah, for sure. And not to mention sort of when you move into other ecosystems and you see how they function and operate, not just from an interface perspective, but also from a settlement perspective, like when you're trying to move money from one exchange to another, or I mean, when you talk about moving money across Terra, like it's literally lightning fast. Not only that, it's not very expensive. And so when you're purchasing and spending gas on Ethereum and you realize how much money you're spending on gas, it's really kind of crazy. Like I don't even know how we all got roped into spending money, that much money on Ethereum when we're buying NFTs. I mean, I don't even know how that happened. And so at the same time, I was purchasing and moving money across the Terra ecosystem. And I just kept saying to myself, why are you doing this? Like, really, it's really crazy. Did you all notice that too?
Yes, I definitely noticed that. Actually, you know, because I was introduced to Terra community first. So I never experienced high gas fees until I started dabbling into the Ethereum ecosystem to, you know, connect with other ladies in crypto. And when I saw the gas fee for the first time, I was like, am I doing this wrong or incorrectly? And, you know, it's even more of a reason that we need to bring more people over here, because the gas fees are just ridiculous. Sometimes it's the same amount as the NFT.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And then the interfaces themselves are so clean. Like when you set everything up and you connect and you're moving in and out of all the different protocols, it's a super clean interface.
Yes, everything is very simple and intuitive. And I really feel like for beginners, Terra is like the best place to learn, especially for artists who are not really crypto savvy or, you know, into the technical side of things. When it comes to, you know, maneuvering the crypto space, Terra just has the easiest interfaces for you to work with.
Exactly. Exactly. So appreciate you telling me that. Galactic Women, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you got into the space and
why
enamored with Terra? Yeah.
Yeah. We were on Terra since last year and we love the community. We love all the people in there. So we got in love. I started like Nina. I am Latin too. So it was very easy to me to change money. The first time I saw Terra, I was with my sister and he explained me a little bit of the ecosystem, how I change the money. And I think it's very easy and friendly, you know? Then in last like 2 weeks, then I buy a Luna and hello.
We're still here. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I may have lost you for a moment, but go ahead.
Yeah. The connection is very weak. Sorry.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So, well, we'll get in love with Terra. So the community is very support. And I think that in my project, in Galactic Woman, is the most, like, the most stable to make it, you know? I think we don't have to doubt that it's the best option for this and for the future projects that we're going to make.
You mean insofar as launching it on the Terra ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And, go ahead.
Like Nina said, that in Latin America, it's very difficult to change money. And with Terra, we have that option that is very easy. For example, I cannot go to the bank and take USD. We need another option.
We're still here, but we may have lost you just for a moment. It's okay.
You're
talking about exchanging money. We're listening.
Yeah, I don't know why my I listened to you very far, so I think it's me. So when you change the money here, it's very difficult because you don't have USD. So Terra is very easy to make. Also, we don't have Bitcoins here, so I think this is perfect option for all the people here. Also,
Hi, we're here. I'm sorry, you were going to talk about the project a little bit. Go
ahead. I don't know what I stopped when I lost you.
You were just mentioning your project, so go ahead if you like. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in conclusion, we love Terra, so I think that it's very easy to change money. I think that the community is very supporting. I think that all we need to do is make a family here and to grow all the projects together.
Absolutely. I think collaboration is key. It's something we've been seeing across the way. It's the very reason why we started La Femme in the first place. And I think collaborating and working with one another and learning from each other is really essential.
Tara is the only one that have that. I think this is very important to say that, because I see other platforms that they don't do that. I think Tara is very friendly. The people want the community to grow with them. And I think that is the most important thing in the project, that you need to grow with all the people there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. And so just real quickly, for Terra Meta Royals and for Galactic Women, do you both have launch dates already?
I think that maybe in 3 months, because we are developing the website. Okay. We're going to do a little bit tutorials for people to how to invest in crypto, in FAT. We want to learn also female to came in this world. So the roadmap is the next. We want to do the page, and 2 months we want to do marketing, and then we have the mind. After me, we want to do a little bit. Hello. Sorry, I don't know why my connection is so bad.
That's okay. No problem. I just want to let you know, I pinned a post up above, so feel free to pin something as well. And I'm going to pin something for Terra Meta Royals, some of the art too.
In the first stage, we want to do a little bit of free courses, you know, about training crypto, Terra blockchain for all the females. And here we have a very bad, the people don't understand very well the Terra community. They're on the state, what is an FAT? So we want to learn the people, what is that? And in this month, we want to do like a little bit academic, so people can learn how to do it. Then after me, we want to do a 50% of Angel Protocol in a saving account, so the money can give you with college scholarships, so we can help incoming women.
I love that.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's very cool. Also,
thank you. Go ahead. No, thank you for sharing that.
No, yeah, it's very cool. And really want to the holders know that we are interested that women and all the people learn how to do business, how to do crypto, how to do.
That's good. And then
train.
Go ahead.
No, do it. You can talk.
And then for Terra Meta Royals, do you have a lunch date as well?
Right now we're aiming for the end of March. We're just in our community develop stages. We're focusing on giveaways and, you know, just giving back to the early supporters and really building a really authentic community. We want to show holders what's in store even before the mint. So that's pretty much what we're focusing on right now. So probably the end of March, beginning of April, we'll be ready. We'll launch the mint number and the cost soon. And right now we're actually working on a few collaborations. I'm doing a collaboration with another artist in Terra. Her name is Sarah Main. I don't know if any of you ladies know her, but she is amazing. So we're definitely gonna be doing a collaboration soon. We'll announce it in our Discord channel. It's gonna be a charity donation for Ukraine victims and women and children. And we'll have all of the information soon when we post it. I don't know if you guys know, but our artist is actually Ukrainian. So we really want to make sure that we're giving back and we're being patient with the times, you know, and just, you know, taking our time and pacing ourselves. So right now we're just focusing on giving back to our community and building our community. And we'll have that lunch date ready by within a couple of weeks, but we are aiming for the end of March, beginning of April.
Beautiful. Love to hear that. And then, you know, I think when you talk about the educational components that you can have either within the NFT space or maybe separately to help, not only is there a lot of space for everyone to grow in this space, but there's a lot of work to be done to help onboard more women into the space, particularly into Terra, because it can be done by multiple people. I mean, if you look at all of the different sources of education on Terra already that exist, that has grown exponentially this year. I mean, if you, it's wonderful. You can learn something different from every person that has information to give. And I think that that's the beautiful part about the space and watching it grow. So, and then you can collaborate with one another so that you're not recreating the wheel, but you're also making sure that you're covering all the topics, right?
Yes, exactly. That's one of the things I learned, you know, with navigating the space, running across so many different informative platforms. So with our community, we're more so just directing people to other people in Terra, you know, that helps. That's kind of like a collaborative effort, you know, bringing attention and awareness to other people who are also working to build the space, you know. So, you know, when people come here to Terra Meta Royals, we're like, okay, well, you can go here to get the best crypto alpha. You can go here to learn the best ARB alpha. You can go here, Angel Protocol. This is where we donate. And I think that's like one of the best ways to really grow the space. It's us uplifting and supporting other people and supporting people who have already put in so much work to help build the community.
Absolutely. And I think what would be fun is just to do series of spaces where you start with sort of the basic overview of Terra ecosystem and how it was created and how it started, and then just going piece by piece through maybe each of the protocols to sort of start to incorporate education for more women to come into the space, right?
Right, right. And we also, one of the things with, I noticed in the NFT space, people, we get stuck on like the utility and all of those things, and we kind of lose the fun aspect of it. So one thing about us, we want to definitely, like, the utility is the community. The utility, that is the greatest utility in Terra is the community. So just sharing and exchanging information, creating art, helping artists, you know, being able to connect with developers being able to connect with marketing teams. That's kind of like the environment we want to create. And in doing so, we'll direct people to where they can get the best information, learn the best information. And with the funds and all of the protocols on Terra, it allows us to be able to not only direct people to places where they can get information, but actually fund, you know, their education through scholarship programs and things of that nature.
So, Lune Empress, when you were first learning about the ecosystem, where did you find the most information? Were you more watching YouTube stuff or were you reading? I was kind of doing a combination of both, but what were you doing?
I think I was doing a little bit of everything. Mostly my boyfriend actually taught me a lot of the information. But other than that, I was on Twitter a lot, reading Twitter threads a lot. And for me, going through the process is how I learned things. So I actually started playing around with Anchor Protocol to really get a full understanding of it. I actually started, you know, minting my first NFT with Terra. That's when I really understood, you know, the process behind that. And I had to also learn that crypto and NFTs is like two totally different lanes, and all of the protocols built on Terra is what brings NFT and crypto like together into one. So that's definitely one thing that I learned that sets Terra apart from other ecosystems when it comes to NFTs, because our NFTs are kind of like, they're actually, I don't want to say yield bearing. That's another thing I learned. I got to be careful with my words, but it allows us to build treasuries that can actually sustain themselves. That's another thing that I learned when it comes to Terra. Terra is just, it just has everything in one place. It's a jewel.
Oh, it absolutely is a jewel. Don't get me going.
I heard myself about to get going, so I had to stop myself.
No, don't stop yourself. We're all lunatics in here. And if you're not,
yes,
we're
going to
teach. We're going to preach from up here. So don't you worry. and I see, you know, there are some in the audience that are maybe very familiar with Luna and the Terra ecosystem, and then there may be others that are not. So Nina, when you were first learning about it, were you more watching or reading? I think you mentioned somebody was helping you too.
Yeah, I had a lot of help because my background is also nothing related to finance. So it was hard for me at the beginning. But I remember that I used to watch Terabytes and I will watch the same video like 5 times just to actually get the content.
Same. I was doing the same thing in the beginning, for sure.
In one moment, I already knew what the jokes of Evan were. Like, I was like, dude, you gotta change that one. it was a full experience. And reading, for me, it wasn't that clear. Also, because at the beginning, they only had like the light papers. And the terms that they have are very complicated. So for me, it was not really user-friendly. So I went more through the YouTube channels that were at the time, that was basically Terabytes.
Exactly. Yeah. Same for me. And I was just sort of taking in all the information that I could get. You know, we could go into sort of like a summary of Terra overall and maybe talk a little bit about that. What are some of the protocols that you all are most interested in now?
Well, right now I'm a big fan of Levana.
Yeah.
I think it's the right combination between making money, entertainment, NFTs, and expansion of the ecosystem. They are right now targeting more than 70 languages. They want to expand this to the Netflix industry, to all the, and they have this concept that is DeFi-tainment. So they want to bring people and onboard them through other, like to Web 2. So just to bring from all the people that are on Facebook and Instagram, just bring them to Web 3 in a way that they will understand, because they are aware that it's not easy to be here. And the terms and all that is not that easy to understand. So they have a really cool, really cool thing going on. And also one of the faces of this protocol is Jonathan Karas, who is also part of LFG. And you gotta listen to that man. Like, he will sell me an eraser for $100. I will buy it. It's amazing. Yeah, I had the pleasure to make an interview with him and I was shocked. I was speechless the whole time.
That's cool. I love that. And what about for you, Loon Empress? What are the protocols that you love most right now?
I have to be honest. My time has been heavily into NFTs and Anchor Protocol and focusing on Angel Protocol and donations and giving back to the community. But like
that's a solid place to start right there. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And definitely, Nina, you mentioned Levana Protocol. I'm definitely a fan of them. I haven't been able to really stay up to date with everything that's going on. My partner kind of handles all of that. But as far as learning about the NFT space and expanding in the NFT space, I've been really focused on that. We have some new marketplaces that just came on Mezier Marketplace. I actually spoke with the team, and one of the developers is actually a woman, which is really great. And it's so funny because Mezier Marketplace Launchpad is actually one of the most intuitive in the Terra ecosystem, which kind of goes to show women are very intuitive. But yeah, so definitely just been learning more about the marketplaces and how that works and what marketplaces would be easier for artists and creators when they come over here. Mezier, one of the things that they have is where creators can actually go and just launch and mint their art without having to deal with, you know, all of the extras, dealing with developers and things of that nature. And their art kind of just pops up on like a profile page, and they have it where artists' work is actually highlighted on the main page of their platform. So that's one of the main things I've been focused on, is getting artists over here, getting creatives over here, showing them, you know, how easy it is to launch an NFT collection over here, focusing on raising awareness to all the different marketplaces and platforms we have. Because a lot of people only know of Random Earth and Loot Art, but we also have Nowhere Art,
We have Mezier, we have Protocol Talis. So definitely that's what I've been doing. It's just researching, you know, what's, because when it comes to talking to artists from other ecosystems, they're really afraid of not really like getting their work uploaded, but they're kind of just, it's like a new space. So it's kind of scary. And, you know, not too many people are talking about Terra. So it's like, will it get noticed? Will it get attention? So definitely just working on like, what's the best way to kind of guide the artists and the creators over here, because that's what really fuels the community, is the NFT space and our creators.
For the artists and creators. Yeah, for sure. Nina, and also you were mentioning interviews that you had done. Would you mind touching on the work that you're doing with your interviews?
Yeah, sure. So, well, it's been a journey. So after Miami, I met Amani, who is part of TFL now, and he has Terra Crumbs. So I went to the channel. I talk about the role of women in the ecosystem, how important it was to bring more women. And I also talk about how important it was to go to the Hispanics and make more content in Spanish. And then he just convinced me to do something about that. And yeah, I just hated him so much at the moment, because I was like, I was like, dude, I'm in camera. I cannot say no to you, because it will contradict everything that I am saying. But also, I don't like cameras, and I don't know if I have the time. But then I'm a lawyer and I work with human rights. So for me, it was very easy to see what was the best and the biggest impact that I could make. So I just dropped two of my clients to focus more on these and to create content in Spanish. So I've done, I have a channel that is Terra Nuestra with three amazing guys, all of them from Argentina. And we've been doing all the content for Terra or about Terra for the Hispanics. But also we found that there is not many Hispanics in the projects. So we have to make some interviews to people that speak English, like Jonathan Carras, but they are interested in growing the community with the Hispanics. So everything that they say is directed to them. And also we will have to put all the subtitles. And we found that the subtitles in YouTube are not really friendly. They are not accurate. So we just do it by ourselves, which has been a lot of work. But also we have found that it's real interesting, that we learn a lot. And like right now, I know so much more because I've been talking with the people that are actually creating all these protocols that are inside of them. And I get to learn from them, and I have to understand more the topics to explain it to the people. So for me, it's been an amazing journey. And as Empress was saying, like, you can find a lot of things. So right now she's more focused on the marketplaces, and the marketplaces are a whole category in Terra. Like, it's a different field. And you got to explore it really good whenever you have like an NFT project. Yeah, they all have advantages and disadvantages. And it's the same with each protocol. And to see also how they interact, it's important. And what I've learned the most of all the interviews and all the people that I have met is that one of the most important things is to grow community. So Empress, I'm really happy about your project and the effort that you are putting before to build the community, because so many projects, they are just focused on the product and they forget about the community. And that's the only thing that will actually allow them to keep going.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Go ahead, Luna.
Oh, I was just going to say thank you. I appreciate it.
It's definitely been a challenge. Me too. I think that is the best you can do. We need to embrace every talent, grow the community, help everybody, and welcome.
Yes.
And I think I saw, Nina, somewhere that there's something like 78 more protocols in the line to come out. Is that this year? Or I'm not sure if you have the stats on that.
Sorry, what was that?
The protocols that are still yet to come out, whether it be like within the next year. I saw a figure the other day that it was, there's still 78 protocols kind of in the pipeline.
Yeah, yeah, there is a lot of protocols and it's difficult to keep track of all of them. Also, a lot of NFT projects, but we're trying our best to cover as much as we can. Also, now Terra Nuestra is part of Terra TV, Terra Money TV, that is something new. As you said, it's very difficult to understand all the information and to cover it. So Terabytes decided that it was even difficult for them that have all the resources. And they just put together all the content creators like Danku, like TerraCrumbs, like us, Rivi, even Finn. And they just put us all together in a channel. And what they are trying to do is to have people just go there and find whatever you want, to have all the information covered there. So we just this week, we're starting another channel with Joseph, who's the new guy from Terabytes.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, it's been very exciting. So he already was doing the roundtables in English, but he is from Chile. So he speaks Spanish. So we are doing now the roundtables in Spanish too.
That's so good. I love that. And the more languages that you can have content in, the better, right? Because it makes it more accessible and people can be learning. So I love that. I love that they're doing. And then there's sort of a centralized place for scheduling and for review of content, et cetera, right?
To find every single content that you might want. It's very exciting. And I'm really happy to see that that and how we're helping onboarding more people. And we're trying to help also, like keeping them, giving them some tools so that they can be on time for everything. Because even for us, that we're dedicating minimum like 6 hours per day to keep track of all of this, it's difficult. So yeah. Whenever we get together, we somehow have more chances to cover it all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, yeah, I mean, it's very interesting to think about, you know, because as more protocols are released, you know, you want to try to be able to cover each of them. It's really interesting that you're being able to meet with each of the protocols as well, Nina.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. And the focus that they have, each one of them, it's amazing. And I started the channel saying, like our channel saying, hey, like, I don't know much about NFTs. So I'm sorry, whatever I say is just dummy stuff. Don't follow my advices. Don't pay attention to me. But then after 2 months, I'm like, I know everything about NFTs. Like, everything. I know the utility. I know how it works. I know the platforms to launch it. I know the percentages that each platform manages. I know the people inside of it. Like, God, like, just ask me about it. Mm-hmm. So it's been also a great journey for myself to learn.
I think that's great. And then one of the other things, I mean, I noticed for a long time, there weren't that many spaces, Terra spaces or Luna spaces in general. And now there seems to be more popping up. And I like the idea when we were talking a little bit about how we initially learned about the ecosystem or any ecosystem, you know, different types of interaction and learning, people respond to different things. So for me, I love YouTube and watching videos too, or listening to a podcast, but I love the interactive part of spaces. So that way you can come up and ask questions. And, you know, if you want to interact with the, you know, everybody can interact with one another. So I think they're both really, really important. So I've really appreciated, I've seen Sefi's spaces, they're on all the time and I really enjoy those. And sometimes the project spaces that come on, just being able to jump on and interact with the people that are not only making the protocols, but also leading some of the NFT projects, et cetera, I think is super valuable in learning.
Totally. Also, I think it's a great way to get the community together. And I remember back on March, even Doc Kwan was all the time in the spaces. So yep. Have the opportunity to also talk to him and he will listen to your ideas and value them. And yes. Now having the opportunity to talk with these people from the protocols, like they're actually responding to you. It's like, for me, like the way that governance should be and that community should work. So I really enjoy also these spaces.
I do as well. So for anyone that's here, welcome to the room. This is Luna back behind the LeFem icon. We have been talking with Nina and Luna Empress from Terra Meta Royals, and we also have Galactic Women here. We're talking about the Terra ecosystem and navigating the Terra ecosystem and maybe trying to draw together some of the women that are navigating through the space just to provide some conversation and experience on not only how we got into the ecosystem, but how we've been navigating through and things that we're excited about. So please feel free to come on up and say hi. If you have a question or you want to say hello, please do. And so Nina, what are the forward-looking goals now? Are you sort of going topic by topic in your interviews and on your channel, or what are you working on next?
So, it's difficult. So in one hand, we have this show with Joseph that is going to be the roundtables of each week, so we can have everyone update with everything that is happening. But then there are special news that are really important and that people want to know especially. So like this week, we had the Proposal 18 of Anchor. Yeah. And the Hispanics were like, what is going on? Why is people going crazy for this? Yep. So last night we have to jump into a video at 11 p.m. just to make a video and talk to them and say, like, this is what is going on. Those are our opinions. There you go. Whatever you want to do, like vote, just vote. But so we're trying in one channel to cover all the news, and in the other one to go deep into that, to explain what is happening. And also, like, whenever there are NFTs projects, we try to cover them before they launch, so they also involve the Hispanic community. And we try to follow the projects that are right now doing something. So, like, for example, Levana was it's about to do some special activities. So that's why they asked if they could come. And we said, like, yeah, sure, come here, because we want the people to be involved in these little things. Whenever there is a protocol that will launch, for example, there is one that is really interesting. It's Local Terra. And Local Terra is a P2P platform that is completely decentralized. Their idea is awesome, but they didn't have a big community. And this kind of platform is going to help especially a lot of people that are outside from the US. So we brought them to the channel. It was a project that even Doquan was supporting really hard. And they were able to share what they were doing. They were able to share the token that they were going to release. And they were really successful. So we're trying to also give a voice to these projects that are not having so much popularity, but that are also really important for the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's interesting, say, for example, when you hop into some of the spaces, maybe Sephi space, and if you're new to the ecosystem, when you speak to people that are new to the ecosystem, you know, where do you tell them to start?
That's a great question. So first, to the ecosystem, you mean to someone that already knows about crypto?
Or maybe they're new to crypto, or maybe there are so many that maybe have been in other ecosystems that maybe now are starting to say, hey, what's going on over at Terra? So yeah.
Conversations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like people that are super new to crypto, you gotta first explain why it's important to get your money out of the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where I start. Like, dude, this was my experience. I lost 10% of my savings, my whole life savings, in one transaction through one country to another. So, like, why? That 10% was the work of 2 years of my life. Why?
Wow.
Yeah. So when you say those things, it's like, yeah, that's so true, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it's people that are already on crypto, I think I always start saying the most important thing and the product that is for me the most important of Terra is not Luna, it's a USD. It's an stablecoin. So I try to explain what is a stablecoin and why an algorithmic stablecoin is different from the others, why it is important, why decentralized stablecoin is so important. And then I say, you know, we have Anchor. That is always a great hook for everyone. And it's easy also to use, and there is enough information of how to use it. So like, even if you don't want to, and I also see Anchor just like that, like a great hook. So if you want to bring people, you can say a little bit about that. You can explain what is USD. You can explain how it's not going to lose the PEG. And then, yeah, from there, people start, and I also send them to crypto Twitter. I have to be honest, like follow these people. Interact with these people. People get in love with the community.
Absolutely. I heard someone come on the other day and they were talking about how they were new to Terra and they were trying to use some of the newer protocols that were launched. And I thought it was really interesting when Steffi said, well, I think maybe what might be kind of interesting for you to do would be to start with Anchor and sort of move and navigate through Anchor first, and then you can move on to some of the farming strategies and so forth if you're not super familiar with that yet. And I think what you're saying, Nina, is super important. I think it's a great place to start.
Yeah, it's the best way to start because there's enough information. There is a lot of videos and explanations of how to use it. And also is much safer than just jumping to Astroport or all these platforms that are great, yes, but they require a certain level of knowledge too. So you got to be familiar with the ecosystem and the logics of the ecosystem per se. So a great way to start is Anchor. I had to explain this to my brother who lives in Colombia, and the way that I started was here. This is how you create your wallet. This is the step-by-step. This is how you get your money to Anchor. And now leave some money on a side. Start to listen to all these news, to Terabytes, to my channel, and you will learn more. And whenever you are familiar with it, you can choose the protocol that you find interesting and just jump to it. Try to figure it out.
Absolutely. And then, you know, there's the thought of, for me, when I first started, and I think, you know, you mentioned this too, onboarding fiat into the ecosystem was a challenge initially, like trying to figure out how to do that. And as more and more bridges are built, I think, and as more and more people, I love what Doe says about, you know, in onboarding and making UST more widely accessible, some of it has the bridges of onboarding easily into the ecosystem so that people can actually get their fiat currency in, right?
Yeah, and right now we have, in the US, we have Cado. I'm really excited about that.
Yes, Cado.
It will be just $2. Like, I lost so much money trying to onboard my money into Terra. And right now, $2, that's awesome. And it will help onboard much more people. But also outside of the US, local Terra will help with that. That's why it is so important. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting for it to launch because I have so many people waiting for it. Because, in Terra, the fees are very low. But still, for people that are outside of the US and the difference of the currencies, it's very big. So it's like having all the fees multiplied for 4 or 8
right,
for them. So they are waiting for that also to launch and to get into this.
I think some of my initial purchases of Luna were on Voyager. And then when I figured out that I couldn't transfer my Luna off of Voyager, and then trying to exchange it for another currency that I could change, but then Voyager would hold the money for a week and you couldn't get it off the ecosystem. And I mean, all of those things, while at the same time I was bridging money from Terra and it was moving like lightning for very little to nothing. It was such an interesting thing to watch for me, and a challenge that hopefully is going to be changing as more and more of the bridges are built.
Yeah, and I think the place that we're right now, it's very different from the place that we were 1 year ago. Like, Terra was something so new. No one knew about it. Now we're top seven, I think. We were between 6 and 7 these days.
Yeah, top seven.
Yeah. So it's just amazing. Like, people are getting to know about it, and we are starting to jump into Coinbase, Coinlist, into all these platforms that will allow
FTX
us to,
too, right?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, and also, what is important about that too is not only the onboarding of people, but that UST is not only made for Terra, it's cross-chain.
Yes.
So we have a massive adoption of it. And being in this place is bringing a lot of attention, which at the end is the best for all of us and will give us more opportunities to onboard people and to grow also our savings.
Absolutely. Sort of the mass adoption of UST and the more that it's used becomes the essential component of how the ecosystem grows overall, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited of what is going on right now. I know it's a lot of work for all the content creators. I know it's a lot of work for all the people that are trying to build communities because there is so much competition right now. I remember at the beginning, like the whales had it so easily, like the NFT whales. Yeah, they were just launching, and now I just bought like 30 because it was one of the first NFTs project. Right now, the NFTs project have a really hard time building community and giving more tools to people to attract them. So I really like the place that we are in. And I know that what is coming really beautiful, and I appreciate the ladies that are here because they are trying to build, and that is important. Just putting your voice out there, just putting spaces like these, La Femme, like this is extraordinary. This is what we need, and this will help also encourage more women to come here. What Empress said was really true. Like, she has her partner. And we need more people like that. I see guys complaining outside, like, dude, my girlfriend is giving me a hard time. My wife is giving me a hard time.
Like, that's
why
true.
Don't explain to her. Explain to her. Yeah, onboard her. You are going to just, the both of you, you are going to build a fortune together. Why don't you do that? So I enjoy this.
Yeah, yes. I need that. We need girls and spaces to support each other and feel safe, you know, and demonstrate that a woman can dominate crypto and NFT war, all the cryptos that we need to do.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Luna.
I'm by the elevator, but I wanted to add on to a couple of things that you guys into crypto. Oh,
you might be cutting out just a little. It could just be me, but I couldn't hear you there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
I think so. Go ahead. Try.
Okay. I wanted to say the question you said, how do you get people over here? I noticed that you have to kind of meet people where they are. So you have the NFT creators. How do you get them over here? Well, we have low transaction fees. People who want to save, get away from the system, get away from the banks, Anchor Protocol. So it's so many different things that we have over here to get people over here. And I noticed that, you know, you have to like pick a lane and stick to it. So I realized one of the easier ways for me to get people over here is to tell them about the NFTs, the low transaction fees, even the low entry to get into the NFT space here. So I just wanted to add on to that, to some of the things that Nina was saying earlier.
Honey, I didn't got all your ideas. I swear to God, I tried.
I tried to as well, but right? I think that you were talking about just the entry to the barrier to entry insofar as the NFTs are concerned is a little lower, and that can be a good thing to sort of get people encouraged and interested in the space. And then by being in the Terra ecosystem, then additionally, they can maybe get interested in the tokenomics as well. Is that kind of what you were trying to say?
Yes, that's what I was saying. Can you all hear me now?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going out on us a little bit, Luna Empress. I'm sorry.
Now, try now.
No, we don't hear you.
We'll wait. Maybe it'll come back. We'll see. So for anyone that came in, if you have any comments or questions, please let us know. This is such a wonderful space. I so enjoyed talking with everyone. Nina, I know that we had been talking about this for a while, and I really enjoy having you all here.
I know. This is fantastic. It's been really hard for the people that are listening to get a space together. And that is completely my fault because I have to pay more attention to my DMs. But finally, we're doing it. And I know that we're really not much people here, but I'm really thankful for the people that are listening. And this is how we start everything, really. Yeah.
And this is just sort of an intro space. I mean, we didn't get much into the educational component of Terra just yet, but it could be something that we do ongoing. And I think it's really important to think about the way that that's why we sort of were having the discussion on how we all initially came into the space and remembering what it was like. And although we're in a different place now where there's more bridges and capabilities within the space, it's still important to remember like how you came in, because like you said, Nina, you don't want to get scared off, you know, from the beginning by maybe entering a high risk protocol and putting money there and then maybe getting scared off before you get the chance to truly understand, you know, what the potential is within the space.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to remember that we all went through those baby steps and that those were necessary. And even now, any of us are experts. I am still being really shocked whenever I hear people that I consider are genius saying, I just joined this space to learn a little bit because what you're saying has much more logic than what I thought. And I was like, whoa. So this is needed. This is definitely needed. We're all learning all the time. There are giga brains outside that are thinking really complicated stuff, and we're just trying to figure out. So it's okay if you feel lost. It's really okay. We all felt lost in a moment, and even the people that are going through all this process of creating, they are lost too sometimes. So that's why community is so important, because we grow up together, and together we grow better.
That's true, Nina.
Yes, thanks, Nina. I don't know what happened back there. My connection went out.
Oh, I can hear you beautifully now.
Yeah, okay. No. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Okay, what was I? Oh, I was basically saying, you know, when it comes to how do you get people over here to Terra, or what do you tell them? It just depends on who you're speaking to. If you're speaking to someone who loves NFTs, we have low transaction fees. If you're speaking to someone who's looking for safe places to put their money and for their money to generate yields for them, we have Anchor Protocol, along with all the other protocols here in the space that are launching. Like Nina said, it's so many of them, it's kind of hard to keep up with. And basically, if you're looking like one-on-one artists, you know, we have great community here. You can build such a great close-knit community here in this space. And although it's becoming kind of competitive, it's still very, very new compared to OpenSea and Rarible and all the other marketplaces. So, and all the other chains. I'm sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I just was walking down the hallway.
But no, yeah. You're doing fine.
Okay, great. But basically it's just, it's so many different things over here in the Terra ecosystem that we have to offer to people. And spaces like this is like the start of really, really getting people over here, especially the women. Because like you said before, it's not really many spaces catered to women. So greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. And in this time of the greatest transfer of wealth in probably our lifetime, right. I think it's important to note, you know, the places where, you know, the ecosystems that are really leading the adoption of crypto, and particularly for those that maybe are unbanked or that have to spend a lot of money to like you were saying, Nina, where it's difficult to transfer money as well, and really understanding what those concepts are, the yield opportunities and so forth, and generational wealth, right? So setting it up for future generations too.
Yeah, that's so true. Also, what I've seen, and that has something to do also with the war, is that just the idea of being in war and all these countries trying to close bank accounts or to freeze them has brought a lot of awareness. And I was concerned. Why? And this is an interesting topic because in Latin America, we're used to that. We're used to mistrust the government, the banks, everyone, basically. We know that if we have someone to trust, is maybe our families and the community that we have around us. That is who actually is going to be there for us. But beyond that, not really. So for me, and actually I saw a tweet of a guy from Argentina this morning that was like, dude, these people are going through crypto because they've seen that their governments are shitty. Welcome to Latin America.
Nina, you have, right, in Venezuela, it's very difficult to trust the government. And for example, if the government says something about USD of the coins, I get scared. I prefer to do it in crypto and have my money safe.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, if we see the demographics and go deeper to statistics, we can see that the countries that have the weaker social, economic, and political environment, the worst cases, they have the most adoption of cryptocurrencies. And it's because of that. They know that they are much safer here. So now with all what is going on in the war, with the war, people are adopting much more crypto. People are thinking like, dude, we gotta do something. Like, we're not really safe. And our governments are not going to stand for us. Also, the banks are not going to do it. So
that's true, because all Latin America have a weak economy and we need to do something about it.
Absolutely, for sure. And I know, Lunempress, you touched a little bit on Angel and you were talking about charitable contributions as well. And with everything that's going on, Nina, I know you were talking about the conflict that's going on in Ukraine. And I, of course, was already interested in Angel Protocol even before coming into NFTs, because I had been with Intera and had spoken with Chauncey and was just super interested in the idea of overhauling charitable giving as it stands currently, with being able to use yield to encourage or make the ability for perpetual giving. So, you know, right now, and in having LaFemme and talking with a lot of female founders and NFT projects, et cetera, we noticed that the intention of most of those projects was led with charitable giving. Like, that's sort of what the original intention was. And so, you know, really trying to figure out how to incorporate some of those strategies for projects across the space, that's something we've been really interested in too. And also for Ukraine, for the conflict that's going on now, I know Time Magazine did an auction of several artists and so forth. And they were saying that one of the struggles that they're having is not collecting the money from the auctions themselves, but it's distributing the money out to the people on the ground or to the charities that they're trying to give to, because they haven't onboarded into crypto yet. So it's really interesting to watch that evolution happening. And just wanted to make a comment on that as well.
Yes. Crypto has definitely just shown how powerful it is in these times, because a lot of people are only depending on crypto, and the people who don't have it yet, they are, you know, coming into awareness that, you know, this is something that's not just, you know, something that's a trend. This is something that can actually, you know, save my life, you know, depending on what state the world goes in. So, we actually wanted to find ways to get the donations directly to women and children. unfortunately, not even our artists, you know, she didn't even know of any smaller groups that can get the donations directly to them. So our only way to donate using crypto has been through, you know, the charities, which we are grateful for, Angel Protocol. It's another one on Ethereum that we're going to be donating to. I'll post a link about it later. But it's a shift happening right now. So I know, you know, within the next coming months in the future, we're going to see a lot more smaller organizations popping up utilizing crypto funds to fund their charities.
Absolutely, for sure. And I just think from a perspective of hope, given everything that's going on right now, I know it's a challenge that's just absolutely heartbreaking that's going on, not just in Ukraine, but there are other issues as well. And really seeing how the space is able to band together to make real and actual change on the ground, I think has been something that has been really hopeful, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, what Angel is doing, and I should be talking about that since I'm an ambassador of them. I just forget sometimes about all the roles that I have here and there. But
yeah, absolutely. And I did want to touch on it because I think it's important. And I am a big fan of Angel as well.
Yeah, so they have in their website right now, you can donate directly, because usually when you donate, you can either choose or you can just, like, it will go just through all the charities. Now they have like a special site where you can donate directly to the NGOs that they have already on board in Ukraine, and it will go 100% to them. So that has been helpful. Also, as I mentioned, like, I work with human rights, I'm part of International Amnesty, I'm part of the Red Cross, and the situation is just terrible. Like, I had sleepless nights trying to work with them, and what Empress was mentioning is really important. Like, they have been attacking some of the hospitals that are for maternity. So we're talking about women that are pregnant. We're talking about kids that they are newborns and were taken away from their mothers and they haven't been paired.
Yes.
And yeah, so like the situation is very bad, and it's important to be aware of it, to know that it keeps happening, and even just raising our voice and making everyone aware of what is going on, it's important. And crypto has been one of the ways that people has been able to actually receive the money. So I'm happy that this is happening. I'm happy that people are also starting to see another face of crypto. And I know that it had a bad reputation because drugs and money laundry and all that. But now, through all these things, through protocols like Angel, you can actually see that crypto is also a place that you can help and that you can do beautiful things in real life for people. So it's good and bad. It's definitely bad what is going on with the war, but it's also beautiful to see how we can contribute with all these things. Because I remember, like, some years ago, it will just be a mess. You cannot donate. Even if you want to, you will have to send direct flights with donations. And then most of those flights will be just put down by the other, by the other country. So it was a mess to help. Right now, we're actually helping, and we are doing it also through crypto. So
I love that. I love that. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I think it's important as well. Some of the other work that I do, I work with DreamDAO, and DreamDAO is partnered with Civics Unplugged. And their main idea is to work with Gen Z, maybe like 15 to 20 year olds, and then they pair them through DreamDAO. Civics Unplugged is its own entity, but then DreamDAO pairs them with what they call champion, their champions within their space, and they share experience. So the champions may be those that are maybe a little bit older, or maybe have some experience that they can share, and then they mentor, they have mentors, or they work together with the younger generation, and then they share their thoughts. It's been super fascinating to see that as well. So just wanted to mention them, because that's another component in addition to charitable giving, that where we're seeing social impact and social good coming from this space. So just wanted to mention that, Nina, as well.
I will definitely want to know more about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think just that idea of mentorship, because what's going to happen is we're all here building, but who are going to be the ones that are going to inherit what it is that we're building here? And that's the younger generation. And they have incredible energy and incredible ideas. And so by partnering together and trying to build together, I just think that makes the foundation even stronger.
Totally. Like what I mentioned, I'm trying to mentorship right now my little brother, and it's a headache, but at the same time, because he's so distracted all the time, but at the same time, he has so many ideas, and I'm just impressed of how these kids nowadays, and I'm sounding old right now, but these kids, they really have very new, fresh ideas, and they can understand these much faster and better than we do.
So, yeah. And it's really interesting when you pair the perspectives together, I think.
Yeah. Also, like I brought him at the beginning because I remember when I was in the university, like I used to have like 3 jobs at the time just to try to pay all the bills. With these, you can actually focus on your school and do some money on the side. So helping those generations to facilitate their lives and to actually build something for themselves, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And this, the entire sphere for career growth is changing as well with Web3. So now you don't need the same things that you used to need to enter into a space or be part of an organization or work for that matter, because there's plenty of work to do in Web3. So having this sort of younger generation come in and share their ideas, I mean, those are the ones that are going to be eventually taking over this space anyway. So really important. And I thought it was interesting to bring up too. Hi, Kemi. Hey there. I see your hand up.
Hi. Yes.
Thanks. Hi, welcome.
So much for inviting me.
Of course. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just listening to you girls, and it's fascinated how there is a community of females in Luna. So thank you for being here in Luna blockchain, or Terra blockchain. I love it. Also, I'm a good collector of NFT, and I really want to know these projects that are up here, the La Female collection, Galactic, and I think Galactic Women's and Terra Metal Royals. I want to know more about them.
Yeah, of course. So La Femme Collective is not yet a project, although we are working toward that. We are a collective that was started by 2 women, but we're not exclusive to only having women within the collective. We're just sort of a collective voice and space to educate, onboard, support, promote many of the things that we're seeing across the entire ecosystem with this is Luna actually here behind the icon. So I have a little bit of a bias towards Terra because I love it so much. But, you know, there are, you know, we're interested in the entire ecosystem overall. But go ahead, Luna Empress, if you want to talk about Terra Meta Royals.
Hi. Yes, Terra Meta Royals is just a council, a membership. It's not she said, it's not just for women, it's for men and women as well. It's just that we focus on women initiatives. All of our donations go to women initiatives. We support women creators and artists, making their entry into Web3 just a little bit easier. Right now, we have our first collection, which will be the Meta Royals. And then after that, we'll have 2 more collections dropping, which will be our Prince and Knights, and a few other surprises that we'll be announcing later. So the artwork will definitely cater to both men and women. But as far as who we are, we're just, you know, want to create a fun group of that gives back to its community and its members. We want to do real world events, really bring the real world utility to the metaverse, or bring the metaverse into the real world, whichever way. Create scholarships to help women creatives, to help educate women, you know, just to make things easier for women, because, you know, in this space, it can be a little hard and a little scary. So we just want to, you know, create a fun environment.
Oh, awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you. And go ahead, Galactic Women. Did you want to speak on yours just a moment?
Yeah, of course. We are an NFT collection. We have 5,505 collection of NFT. And it's part about a woman in empowerment. And we also like to provide, then again, they can do anything in the world. We want to feel the woman safe. We want to be women that dominate and have everything that they need to do. Also, we're going to have donations from women that don't have education. They don't have anything that grow and follow their dreams. So we need to do courses that they can explain the all the work that we are making. Also, hello.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I can hear you.
I don't know why my connection is so weak. So well, when I'm saying that that we're going to do the
I think it might be cutting out just a little bit. I apologize.
Yes, I'm very sorry because I speak and I don't know why the connection cut me out.
Oh, that's okay. I just wanted to mention really quickly, Kemi, that we did post both of the projects. We pinned the tweets up above. And just so that you know, you can take a peek there. Those are the direct sort of links to their projects too. So we can sort of talk a little bit about those as well. Did you want to try one more time, Galactic Women? Oh, I think we lost you.
She's shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to mention, Kemi, you can, and I'm sorry that I'm talking for you girls, but I,
go for it.
Empress is really responsive with everything about her project. I bet Galactic Women too. So if you have, just go to them, to their Twitter accounts, try to explore a little bit more, and whatever questions that you might have, just go to their DMs. They're super responsive. I know that the Terramera Royals, they have their Discord channel. So just go ahead, just jump into that.
Thanks, that's good. You should make more spaces like this. And work together. There are a lot of NFT projects, and Luna blockchain or Terra blockchain also is known by helping each other. So that's good. This is a good space. Thanks for having me up here.
Thank you so much for saying that. Actually, I couldn't agree with you more. And we've been wanting to do this for such a long time, which is why I'm so happy today was kind of the introduction to for all of us. So today was really a nice chance for us to connect and say hello to one another. But I would love to continue to do these spaces and maybe bring some protocols on and some other the women from Terra and just really connect and try to find ways that we can collaborate and work with one another.
Yes, great. Thank you. I need to be more here, but we have a good connection.
Oh, I'm sorry that you were having problems with your connection. I can hear you, but then every once in a while it'll drop out.
Yeah, very sorry, but I'm very thankful for being here. And I think that a space that everybody needs to listen. I also think that female, we need to support each other very much. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. And so I just want to say thank you to our speakers that came to join us today, Nina, Luna Empress, and Galactic Women. Really enjoyed our time together, and I'm hoping that we can continue to connect and have spaces that just to support more women in the Terra ecosystem.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this space. Thank you, Nina. You're the best. I know that if anyone asks you about the project, they're going to get all the information that they need.
But yeah, also, Nina, I need to speak to you, because we want to get involved in donations, so we can speak with you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, perfect, because We really need to do something with Angel Protocol.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Also, if you just want to speak in Spanish, if your team just speaks, you can just come to me. I mean,
okay.
That's my
language. Perfect. So. Also, we need to speak in Spanish in one space on Twitter because we need to learn very much about the community.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Make sure that you visit Terra Nuestra and Terra TV. There is a lot of information also in Spanish that will help you.
Yeah, I also do that. I have a space. We went in a space that it was Latino again, and we speak with them in Spanish. It's very cool because you have all the information that we need, how to create a page, how to create a Terra blockchain, a wallet. It's very cool. You can check it.
Yeah, sure. Sounds nice. And yeah, thank you for this space.
No, thank you for inviting me. It was very cool and very helpful.
Of course. Of course. Yes, thank you, Nina. And I really appreciate all the work that each of you are doing in the Terra space, and really excited to continue to watch everyone grow and hoping that we can continue to connect over time.
Yay. And hi, Holy Matt, I see you right there. You came a little bit late, but hi.
Come on up and say hello if you want. We're going to start winding down just in the next 5 minutes or so, just to be cautious of everybody's time. And, you know, just really nice to connect. Please do check the pinned tweets above. And then if you haven't already, please follow La Femme and the other speakers that are here. And also, you know, looking forward to maybe having some spaces. Maybe we could have spaces where we start with just intros to Terra, and we could talk about the basic ecosystem overall, and then maybe start to go through some protocols and just educate in spaces as well. So just more avenues for people to learn. There's a lot of space for everyone to grow, but there's also a lot of work to be done just to help to be more inclusive and diverse across the space, and just bringing more women to Terra overall.
Sounds absolutely amazing. So come with me.
Yay!
Yes, love it. Sounds great. I'm excited to be collabing and working with you ladies moving forward.
Absolutely. And super nice to connect with everyone. I'm really happy to meet you.
I'm happy to meet you, finally.
I know. Me too. I'm very, very happy to be here.
Okay. Go ahead, Galactic Women. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, don't worry. I'm just saying that I'm very happy to be here.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you. So, any other final thoughts, Nina?
Not really. I think I see there's new people here. So, really, we're going to try to do this much more frequently. Don't be shy or afraid if you are new into this. You are going to do great. One of the biggest and most beautiful things of Terra is the community. So whatever you need, you can just reach the people that might have a little bit more of knowledge than you, and you will be okay. Thank you. Thank you for everyone to be here. I see a lot of faces, familiar faces there. So thank you for being here. Thank you, La Femme, for having this space. I wish the best for all of you with all of your projects. And have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. And have a beautiful weekend as well. I'll just play some music to kind of wind us out. Did anyone have any other questions? You can raise your hand real quickly. Otherwise, we can play some music to kind of wind down. Thank you, everyone, for coming and spending all this time with us.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great weekend and goodbye. See you soon.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the La Femme Collective Friday series, Navigating Web3 with the Women from Terra, recorded on Friday, March 11th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin, I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute, reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funded the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of, embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine if I don't know. I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in. I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.